When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Odds and Ends coming your way at 9:35, an award-winning, incredibly popular radio segment where we tell you what's going to happen in the Steelers-Browns game. It's at 9:35. Lee Sterling going to join us momentarily on the fan hotline to tell us what's going to happen in five key football games this weekend. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Let's update these Twitter polls, Dorm, these scientific Twitter polls. Fan Morning Show Twitter polls brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Which Steelers-Browns matchup is most intriguing? You care to venture a guess on which one won out, Doran? Watt, Garrett, Pickens, Newsom, JPJ, Judy, Russ, V. Jameis.
Pickens, Newsom.
It did win. 31.9%. Watt v. Garrett had 31.3%. Other Twitter poll. Live Christmas tree or fake Christmas tree? Do you happen to know which one won?
Fake Christmas tree.
Decisive victory.
Yes.
Blowout. Pulled away in the fourth quarter. 68% of people say fake.
How much does it... Wait. You're going to go cut down your own tree, or are you going to go buy a real tree?
You can do either or.
How much does it cost to buy a real tree?
I have no idea. I didn't price it out because I ain't going down that path.
So you're
going
to cut your own down, your own tree?
No, I got a regular one. I got a regular fake one.
I thought you're going to get a real one.
No, my sister-in-law did it. My wife wants to do a real one, but we ain't doing a real one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Buy a real one, or would you go into the woods and cut a real one?
We went to a place, Danrad 8, about a decade ago, listening to Christmas tunes, stopped at a diner, tremendous family experience, cut a tree down. You go to a tree farm, cut it down.
You cut it down?
I mean, I kind of stood there. Tried to keep warm, but we took one of those little saws. It takes forever.
I was about to say.
It wasn't super thick, but man, it took forever. Just back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, rubbing this thing. It just took forever to get it down.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing all that.
Now, if you're going to get a live one, you just go buy it without cutting it down.
Yes.
And they'll shake it out for you. They'll tie it to the top of your roof.
Do you think Lee Sterling has a fake one or a real one?
Lee, are you a fake or real Christmas tree guy?
Well, so I'm Jewish, and we get a Hanukkah bush. So
you get a fake little bush or a real bush, Lee?
Real bush. They have these little mini trees. So we're into the holiday season. We always did some gifts for the kids, even on Christmas. So yeah, we do the Hanukkah bush. And this year, I think they almost coincide. The two holidays.
Lee, we stepping it around here all the time.
You can't imagine like a little 2-foot little Hanukkah bush, can you?
No, it sounds wonderful though. And happy early Hanukkah to you.
It's a real one. Just you ever go into like your dentist or your doctor's office and see one on the table? That's what they look like.
I'm the least observant person of all time, as evidenced by my first question to you here in this. Or did you ask it? I've already blacked out. On to the games, Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com. SMU, Clemson, is this a playing game? I mean, for Clemson, it absolutely is. But what if Clemson, shellacks SMU? Does SMU get kicked out? How do you see this one going?
I do think if they lose this game by more than a touchdown, yeah, I think they're going to be out. So I think a lot of people think Clemson is an easy winner. It's a two-hour drive. They're going to have probably 40,000-plus fans there. But how about this? Most people couldn't even tell you the name of the SMU quarterback. His name's Kevin Jennings. How good has he been this year? Well, he's only completing his passes for 9.3 yards per pass attempt. That is number six in the country. Since he became the starter in week four, they've only won nine straight games. They've scored between 28 and 66 points in every single game. On the other side, Cade Klubnik, quarterback for Clemson, games against Pitt, Virginia Tech, Louisville, and South Carolina down the stretch, averaging only 6 yards per pass attempt. That, if you spread that over the season, that would be bottom 15 with teams like Rice, Sam Houston State, and UConn. And their defense for SMU has been pretty salty of late. In fact, only allowing 13 points the last 2 weeks versus Virginia and Cal. I think the right team's favored. I like SMU. I think they win this game 28-24.
All right, Lee, Oregon giving 3 points to Penn State.
Can you imagine if you're a Penn State football player? I'm sure a bunch were watching the game against Ohio State playing Michigan last week, but there had to be a bunch of kids just running around, doing errands, and figure they'll watch the game maybe late or later on, and then all of a sudden they get the word they're playing in the Big Ten championship game, not going home for the weekend or going away with their girlfriends. I think they're stunned. I think they're playing with house money. They were going to probably be seeded fifth or sixth in the playoff. If they lose this game and don't get blown out, they'll still be seeded probably fifth or sixth. I know about James Franklin, been going against him early and often against top five opponents, 1-16, 5-12 against the spread. But there are some big advantages here for Penn State, or at least enough of an advantage to maybe side with them. So Oregon's got to travel cross-country. Teams in the Big Ten traveling two or more time zones, 35% against the spread. We saw Oregon struggle against Wisconsin on the road. If you just look at common opponents, Penn State has better margin of victories against Wisconsin, Maryland, Washington, and Purdue. And except for passing offense, they rank higher than Oregon. So I think the line should be 1.5 here, not 3.5. I'm going to say the Ducks are out of water in Indy. Penn State outright 27-23. They could be the number one seed.
Real quickly, I'm sorry about Miami. It doesn't feel right.
You know the worst part about it, and honestly, I said this on social media. Alabama would beat Miami, in my opinion, by 10 to 17 points. But they strung Miami out. Like that girl that thinks she's going to get the ring, they strung us out all year, telling us, the head of the committee, that Miami's wins and their gains were impressive, winning games, you know, coming back from those margins. And then the last week, what do? Just ripped the rug and took the ring right away from us and said, nope, you're not getting in.
Yeah, that really sucks.
Horrible.
It really does.
I'm not saying we deserved it, but there is a case for Alabama losing to 2 6-6 teams and losing to Oklahoma 24-3,
absolutely,
where they weren't even competitive.
Absolutely. Yeah? Flipping things over to the NFL side here, Lee. Kansas City, a 3-point favorite against the Chargers. Big game this weekend. And for Steelers fans that think that, hey, maybe they still got a shot at the number one seed.
So, Chargers, not the same, in my opinion, running the football without J.K. Dobbins. I think it's a huge loss that he is on IR. The Chargers are more physical under Jim Harbaugh, but I think the Chiefs are going to run the ball more down the stretch. Both of their tackles having trouble in pass protection, so you'll see some more run-heavy sets, some 12 sets, one running back, two tight ends. And I don't think the Chiefs get enough credit here. They played three big games, and they won two out of the three against San Francisco and Baltimore, and they were by far the better team in two of those three games. The only game they lost was on the road to Buffalo. This game's at home. I think the Chargers were gifted a win last week when Kirk Cousins threw four interceptions here. I like Kansas City. They finally win and cover a spread here, 24-17.
All right, Lee, Sunday, about 10 minutes down the road from where we're sitting right now. Steelers, Browns, number two of the series here this year, given 6 points Steelers are?
I'm going to call this rapid revenge. For that 24-19 loss the Steelers had 2 weeks ago on that Thursday night game in heavy snow. Cleveland hasn't won a regular season game in Pittsburgh, I'm sure you know it, as well as your listeners, since 2003 here. So Russell Wilson, I think he's been better than anyone could have hoped for. Not the runner, used to be, but he's making the right plays. Arthur Smith using Justin Fields like a younger, faster, healthier Taysom Hill here. Wilson managed to complete 75% of his passes in the snow in that first game here. Pitt's a great home team. The Browns are a horrible road team. You add in revenge here, and Pittsburgh loves to grind people down. Number one in time on the field, and number two in plays run here. Blowout special. Steelers, 34-13.
Blowout special. All right, Lee, what's the theme for December?
Double down December.
Oh, yeah.
So, didn't start off November so great, but since Thanksgiving Day, we're on a 16-3 run. You want to get our game of the week, Philadelphia and Carolina. Philadelphia's just trailing Detroit by a game and a half, so we're going to find out if they can keep rolling here against Carolina, who's been red hot. First five callers to call 800-400-9741. We're going to give them that game for free, Philly and Carolina for free. Call that number, 800-400-9741. If you want to hop on board, like I said, we're red hot. You can get from tonight. We have a couple big college championship games going all the way through December 31st. Use coupon code SAVE200, just $247. Or how about this? I mean, you hear about these Black Friday and Cyber Monday sales. This one might be even bigger. You can get every game through the Super Bowl in mid-February. Use coupon code SAVE300, just $347. One place, ParamountSports.com, also a UFC card. We have a rare 50-unit max wager going in the UFC, where we're 21-6 on the 40 to 50-unit releases. So you want to hop on board, just one place. ParamountSports.com. And we're going to take off next week, guys. There's only the NFL. So we'll come back in 2 weeks and do our college football extravaganza show.
That sounds great, Lee. And I just looked it up. First day of Hanukkah is the same day as Christmas. So there you go.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Appreciate
one,
your
right?
time. Two for one. Damn right. You got bushes and you got trees.
Right.
See you, pal.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Lee.
Be safe.
Who asked him that?
You.
Damn it.
I asked. I put the question out there, and then you took it and ran. I said, do you think Lee has a fake or a real tree? And then you're like, Lee, do you have a fake or a real tree?
We never got on the rails after that. I mean, if you're watching on YouTube, like, we couldn't keep it together. We couldn't keep it. That's not offensive. It's just hilarious is what that is. And it's really presumptuous, too.
You just run into a buzzsaw every time.
Every time.
You try to have a normal conversation.
Well, actually, I knew, too, the whole time. I just set you up.
No. A Hanukkah bush. Never heard of such a thing. That sounds great. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Coming up next, a little vindication on a Russell Wilson topic we had earlier on in the week. And then we'll start really hammering down on brands and Steelers.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odds and ends coming up in about 10 minutes here as we break down Steelers brands. Fan text lines brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Doran, you said a couple of weeks ago you thought that Russell Wilson was playing like a top five quarterback in the NFL. And then we doubled down on it earlier this week. He's fifth in passer rating. If you extrapolate his numbers over a full 16-17 game season, you could make an argument that statistically it's the best season in Steelers history. Now the season's not over. He needs to keep it up. He needs to stay healthy. But we got mocked. We got called homers, especially a couple of weeks ago when you said it. NFL.com, Doran. Quarterback power rankings right now. Number one, Josh Allen. Fair. Fair. Yeah. We'll allow that. Yeah. Lamar Jackson, number two. Joe Burrow, number three. Jared Goff, 4. Mahomes, 5. Jordan Love, 6. This was before last night. Russell Wilson, 7.
Mm-hmm.
He's right there, folks.
Yep.
He's right there. And the Steelers unleashed the Russ against Cincinnati. And this is who they need to beat now. Unleash him against Cleveland. They ran it on 17 out of 21 first downs on Thursday a couple of weeks ago. They were content to make it this nasty, disgusting, typical AFC North dogfight. No, you're better than Cleveland. Your quarterback's better than their quarterback. Your running game's better. Your offensive line's actually better than theirs. Jerry Judy's playing really well. You got George Pickens, fine. You're better than them. Don't play this as a one-score game. Like, don't do the thing that a lot of people would consider to be the Tomlin thing to do. You don't want to have a knockdown, drag-out fight with these guys. Come out throwing. Put them behind the eight ball. Make them want Jameis to throw it 58 times like he did against Denver. Because when he does that, he's going to turn the ball over. The Steelers need to, and I think they are, I think they understand this, they need to start operating like they've got a Hall of Fame caliber quarterback because their guy is playing like that. And when you've got that guy, like when you had Ben, let him be the reason why you win. They did it last week. Do it again this week. Bang.
Yeah, and they will. They will. But I don't think there's any way that they have the same mindset and game plan that they did the first time around against Cleveland. I think that they had that mindset and game plan because they not underestimated Cleveland, but they thought that they can get away with doing that. And it was basically the same game plan you rolled in from the Baltimore game because of the short week. You're like, hey, we did this against Baltimore. We could do it against Cleveland. But, you know, you got caught a little bit. There's no chance it's the same.
Isn't it goofy that they've been such a bad team starting games this year? And they throw the pick six in Cincinnati. And then after that, it was just touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. I mean, they could not have started faster. That you don't just have to win with your defense by saying, we're going to run the ball, and we're going to defend every blade of grass, and we're going to hold you under 17 points. That's not how you're going to beat Buffalo. Like, you're not going to beat Buffalo by shutting Buffalo down. You're not going to beat Kansas City in the playoffs. Playoffs by shutting them down. If you're going to win those games in the playoffs, you're unleashing your Hall of Fame quarterback, and you're hoping that your incredibly highly paid defense makes enough splash plays to win you the game. That's what happened against Cincinnati. That's who you need to be. And that's who you need to be this week. But if you're trying to win a game 20-17, you're inviting disaster.
Right.
If my guy throws it 40 times and your guy throws it 50 times and my guy's Russ and your guy's Winston, we win the game. So coach the game that way. All right, the game is important. It's not as important as what we got going on here. Fan for the win. It helps the Women's Center and Shelter of Greater Pittsburgh. What we're doing is we're doing a fundraiser. Go to 937thefan.com. You can give gift cards to the Women's Center and Shelter of Greater Pittsburgh. Super easy. I've tweeted out the link. You can find it at underscore Adam Crowley. And just go to the homepage, 937thefan.com. And one of the businesses generously helping out is Hofbra House Pittsburgh. And we are joined right now by Vinny Quinzio, the general manager of Hofbra House. And good morning to you, Vinny. Appreciate you jumping on. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
We are great. Outstanding. I don't want to speak for you.
Yeah, dude. We're doing good.
I mean, you say you're doing good. I say you were doing great. Now, you've done a keg tapping at Hofbra House before, haven't you?
Unbelievable experience. One of the most fun experiences I've had in a long time. It was great.
So 15 years, huh, Vinny?
Yeah, it'll be 16, actually, coming up.
Wow. So congratulations on 16 years. What are you guys doing to celebrate?
So we got a bunch of stuff going on. You know, the holidays are a great time to celebrate. Hofbra House is a great place to come into because, you know, it's a big place. We're used to large parties. We do a bunch of stuff for, you know, people who want to have a Christmas party or, you know, book a holiday event or, you know, any type of event. You know, coming up here into the holidays, we offer a lot of really good specials and things if people need last minute, you know, gift ideas or things for those beer lovers. You know, we have great specials on all of our fresh brewed beer that's brewed in house to go. You know, we do crowlers and growlers all year long. We've been doing $15 growler fills of our fresh beer, which is probably one of the cheapest deals of, you know, any fresh brewed 64-ounce growler you're going to get anywhere in Pittsburgh. But right now we're doing some really fantastic things with our crowlers, which are basically a 32-ounce fresh-filled can of beer. And you can do a four-pack. You get $4 off, plus you get the really nice holiday carrying case. And then we do a six-pack. And you get $9 off a six pack. So it's really a substantial deal. Our pricing at that point is about $7.50 for a crowler. So you're getting essentially a quart or a liter of beer for $7.50. It's a fantastic special. So
what's the number one seller at Hofbra House?
So, you know, all of the locations are different. It's actually really funny to see, you know, which beer sells best. For some reason, Pittsburgh has always been a Hefeweizen lover. Our number one is almost always Hefeweizen. Every once in a while, lager will sneak in there and be number one, which is, you know, the most traditional beer. It goes back to 1589. Our recipe for lager is unchanged and literally three ingredients, not counting yeast, for since 1589. So it's pretty good. But people really love the Hefeweizen. I think yourself, you enjoyed the Hefeweizen as well.
Sure did.
So, yeah, one thing we do have coming up really cool, we talked about a keg tapping. Dorn, you did a fantastic job when you tapped the keg. This year, we're doing something special. Our keg tappings are always the first Wednesday of every month when we bring on our new fresh brewed beer. So January's beer is Schwartz beer. It's a really dark, it means like a black lager. It's really dark, super roasty, coffee, malt, like just, but really easy to drink. It's not like a really strong, overwhelming porter or stout or anything. It's essentially an easy to drink malty lager. And when we bring that on, people go crazy. Well, this year it falls on January 1st, which is a huge day. If you know anything, and especially in Pittsburgh, people love to eat pork and sauerkraut, and that's what we do best. Mm. So January 1st is already a day for us where everyone wants to come out. The problem is keg tapping is at 7 o'clock. So by 7 o'clock, everybody's ready to, you know, curl up in their pajamas because they partied the night before on New Year's Eve. So this year, we're actually moving Schwartz beer keg tapping to December 31st. We're going to have a huge party. We're taking reservations. Make sure, go to hopperhousepittsburgh.com, make your reservation, and, you know, secure your spot either for keg tapping or for the whole way through until midnight. We'll be rocking the house all the way until midnight. And when the ball drops, you know, we'll be there ready to enjoy with everyone.
Tremendous, Vinny, and we appreciate what Hofbräu House and what you guys have done for your generous donation for the fan for the win initiative. Appreciate it, and we'll see you at the spot coming up real soon, okay?
Hey, you guys are awesome. You guys are the best. I listen to you every day. Thank you so much.
Vinny. Thanks, Vinny. Thanks, appreciate buddy. It. Take care now.
All right. Take care.
I was going to bring this up with him, decided not to. I once stole a stein from a Hofbräu House, and this was like Christmas break, like, I don't know, like 13, 14 years ago. Me and my boys got together over Christmas break, and it's late, and we were tuned up. And I'm like, I'm taking one of these steins. And I got thrown on a table by one of the bouncers.
Did you really?
And my buddy Zach wound up getting it. They were so focused on me and all the commotion, he then pilfered it, put it under his shirt. It's at my house right now.
You were going to bring it back?
That'd be a nice thing to do, especially after they've helped out the cause here.
I think you should do that.
And the cause is Fan for the Win. It's our campaign to assist victims of domestic abuse. Find out more, donate, gift cards, whatever you can do helps. 937thefan.com. Yeah, I'll give that back. Coming up next, we're breaking down Steelers-Browns like nobody can, Doran, with Odds and Ends. That music means it's time for Odds and Ends. Starkey behind the glass just going insane. Oh, it's because you're wearing a Bills shirt. Have you worn a different NFL shirt every day this week?
I might have, yeah.
For teams that you played on?
Yep.
I didn't see the Titans. Did you wear a Titans?
No, but I have one.
I know you have one.
I don't think I wore a Titans.
Okay. You ready to do Odds and Ends?
Yes.
Let's do Odds and Ends.
Russell Wilson. He's taking on the Browns. Top five quarterback. Yes, he is. Russell Wilson over under 226.5 passing yards. Crowley.
It should be over, right? It makes too much sense. In the snow, he threw for 270. Last week, he threw for 400+. He's going over that mark. Oh, yes, he is.
And you know what? It's going to be 50 degrees and sunny here in Pittsburgh on Sunday.
Is it really?
Oh, yes, it is. So expect a lot of yards. And I'm going to go over as well. Jameis Winston over under 256.5 passing yards.
I'm going over on that as well. They dropped him back to throw 58 times against the Broncos. I think they'll be trailing in this game, thus necessity being the mother of invention. He's going to throw it a ton, which means he's going to stack up some yards.
I'm absolutely with you. Over for Jameis Winston. Najee Harris over under 59.5 rushing yards.
Najee Harris last time against Cleveland, 16 carries, 41 yards. He was nicked up. He had a better performance last week. I think he's going over that number, but I don't think you're getting a huge Najee Harris game. Not running the ball, that is.
I am with you, but I think he goes under. I think he's around 52 yards rushing. Jaylen Warren over under 19.5 yards rushing.
Under.
I'm going to go over for Jaylen Warren. What did he have, like 8 yards maybe rushing again the last game, but he had a lot receiving.
He did.
So he had 8. So I think he has a better rushing performance on Sunday for the Steelers. Justin Fields over under 6.5 rushing yards.
Jameis Winston?
Justin Fields.
Oh, under. Don't get too cute this game.
Mm-hmm.
Don't use him. You don't need him. It's the Browns. You outfought yourselves on Thursday. You screwed up the fourth down. You screwed up the end of the game. You lost the game. Then last week, you do use Justin at the end, but you rarely used him before then. You put up 37 offensive points. You've got a quarterback who's playing at a Hall of Fame level. Let that quarterback be your quarterback. Under.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't think he has any yards rushing. And if he does get a snap, maybe one snap, he'll hand it off. So he'll have no yards rushing. Nick Chubb over under 50.5 yards rushing.
I thought he played his best game probably of the season against the Steelers. 20 carries, 59 yards, did have the 2 touchdowns. He's not explosive anymore. He averages around 3 yards a carry. That's what he did against Pittsburgh. I actually think they're going to run it less in this game than they did in the snow game. Just look at the Broncos game. So I'm going under. They're not going to give him the ball enough.
I'm with you.
And he's a compiler at this point.
Under for Nick Chubb. George Pickens, over under 69.5 receiving yards.
I think he's going over. PO'd for greatness, Doran. The question is, how many penalties will George Pickens commit against his nemesis, Greg Newsome? How much Newsome is he going to get? We'll see. I'm going over.
I am as well. Pat Freiermuth, over under 27.5 receiving yards.
They found him again, Doran. He was texting us this week talking about the dessert that his lovely girlfriend made that caused Najee Harris to go poo-poo in his pants. He's effervescent. That's not the word I'm looking for. He's just in a good mood.
Yeah.
He caught the touchdown last week, had the great celebration. They found him. He's back in this offense. Yeah, I'm going over.
He's feeling blue. Yes, over. Pat Freiermuth. Jalen Warren.
What does that mean?
Feeling blue. You ever seen Waterboy?
Yeah, but feeling blue is a bad thing.
I thought it was good.
No, feeling blue is like I'm blue. I'm down in the dumps.
Oh, I thought it was good. Sorry.
Or you can be working blue, which means that it's for your humor. It would be like potty humor. Hmm. Working blue, yeah.
I thought it was good feeling.
But no, bad.
Oh, okay. Jalen Warren over under 15.5 receiving yards.
I'm going over on that one. The Steelers seemed to find something last week. I think it was fairly specific to Cincinnati's defense. I mean, they threw for like 140 yards to the running backs last week. It's not going to quite be that much, but hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You also have to neutralize Myles Garrett in his pass rush. So, yeah, I think Jalen Warren's going to be a decent chunk of this passing game.
Agreed, over for Jalen Warren. Najee Harris, the same thing, over under 15.5 receiving yards.
Same answer, copy-paste.
Yep, same. They both go over their receiving totals. Jerry Jeudy, over under 64.5 receiving yards.
I'm going to go over. I'm not feeling great about JPJ. And the way he's playing right now, I think they're going to do the left-right thing. I don't think they're going to have him follow him around, but that's the kind of player, I say it every week, when you've got one of these wiggly route runner guys with speed, they give Joey Porter trouble. Jeudy's been on a heater. He's by far their best weapon. And Njoku's pretty good, but he's by far their best weapon. He's going over.
Yes, he is. He is going over. David Njoku over under 45.5 receiving yards.
Over. I think it's going to be a shootout.
Same. Over. That's where he gets the bulk of his yard, Jameis Winston, between those two guys. Pat Freiermuth, over, under. I think I know where you're going here. 2.5 receptions.
Yes.
Over. Calvin Austin, does he score a touchdown? He practiced full yesterday.
What's
He's
he got?
Back.
Touchdown in 2 consecutive games?
Mm-hmm.
He's an unsung hero, man. Like, where's Roman Wilson? Where's Mike Williams? Legitimate questions. Calvin Austin's got 400-plus receiving yards this year. He's been a good weapon.
Mm-hmm.
And Russ likes him. How about middle of the field from Russ? Oh, yeah. He's throwing a touchdown. Everyone gets someone this week.
I like that. Yeah, Calvin Austin does score another touchdown 3 weeks in a row. Good for him. He's been a nice little staple here for the Steelers offense. Alex Highsmith, will he have a sack?
They didn't get enough of a pass rush the last time around. They will this time around. Yes.
I'm going to say no. TJ Watt, does he have 2 sacks?
Oh, I don't feel great about it, but you know what? He has to. He got his man card taken away from him 2 Thursdays ago. Go out there and show the world that you're better than Myles Garrett. Go show out on your home turf, Akershire. You're going to have a chance to get off the ball. You get the crowd going nuts. You got these tackles all scared. So, yeah, he's going to do it.
I agree. He's going to have 2 sacks. Myles Garrett, will he have a sack?
Yes.
Will George Pickens commit a penalty?
Yes.
I'm going to say no. No, this is going to be a clean game from George, and we're all going to be happy about it.
What do you think's the meanest thing Greg Newsom's going to say to him?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Because he's going to hear all of it.
I don't know. Maybe Newsom takes one for the team and has it unsportsmanlike, and they just eat it just on purpose, like just tries to rip his helmet off or something.
I don't think that's a bad strategy.
You know?
I mean, you can really get under his skin. I mean, you think
Schwartz
about...
Schwartz is like, hey, I'll pay your fine.
Wait a second.
That's not bountying.
Wait a second.
That's not bountying.
Be careful there, Dorn.
No, bountying's like taking guys
out. You like
out.
Jim Schwartz. Don't get him in any hot water.
I'm just saying.
Got anything else?
Off-the-wall prediction?
Mm.
Do you have yours?
No, you go first.
All right. My off-the-wall prediction for this game.
I have one.
Jameis Winston throws a pick six.
No.
But it gets called back because Joey Porter Jr. pass interferes on the play.
Joey Porter Jr.?
He throws a pick six to Joey Porter Jr., but it gets called back because of pass interference.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Yes.
Our guy, Jameis Winston, Dorn.
I know I'm better than this. I know. I'm just praying for the Lord to deliver me from pick sixes.
He's going to throw a pick six to Minka Fitzpatrick. And Minka's going to do the Steve Young thing, monkey off his back. He's going to be all jacked up. It's time, Minka.
Yeah.
And it's the perfect guy. It's a perfect guy. That was good.
Yes, it was.
Pony just texted me and asked if... it's confirmed that Najee Harris actually pooed himself. No, that is not. That is not confirmed. That is purely speculation.
Right.
That he pooed himself.
No, I don't think he did.
Could have.
Doubt it.
Remember that time Paterno did that?
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll happen.
Yeah.
Older
Paul Pierce.
Paul Pierce did that.
Yeah.
Didn't they wheel him out?
Yep.
What's wrong with Paul Pierce?
Bubble guts.
Yikes. That'll happen. I'm surprised it doesn't happen more. Where do you go on the sideline?
They have that. Oh, here?
Yeah. Would you go in the blue tent? They ever do that?
At AccraShore, there's a little bathroom right at the bottom of the
just
steps.
Right at the bottom.
No, Russ, like after the game, he's high-fiving everybody, and then they go down the steps. There's a bathroom right there.
Yeah. What about it like, on a road stadium? Do you ever go on the sideline?
No, I just tell PJ I have to go to the bathroom, and I just walk in the locker room.
No, I don't mean now. I meant when you were playing.
Oh, when I was playing, I peed in bottles. And they'd hold up towels.
You know, I did that for years when I was growing up.
Peed in bottles?
Yeah, and then put them under my bed and would forget to clean them up.
That's just, why? Why didn't you just go to the damn bathroom?
Because you know me and my bladder, I always had this issue even going far back as a kid, but my bathroom wasn't close to my bedroom, and I didn't want to wake everybody else up whenever I, was traipsing to the bathroom.
Crowley, we are running out of time.
Oh.
And this is what you're choosing to talk about. Right now.
It's good producing, actually, by Callis there.
Yeah, yeah.
Social media's biggest loser, me. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. Breaking news that will make Penguins fans happy. And we will do our Sunday game balls on a Friday when we come back. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. We're going to give you Sunday's game balls on a Friday momentarily, but breaking news, Penguins and Rangers tonight. The Rangers have really been stinking, and we know that they make panic moves when they stink. Penguins winners of 4 straight. You can really push them over the edge here. This from Arthur Staple of The Athletic, one of the most tapped-in Rangers reporters out there. Trouba. Jacob Trouba believed he might be on waivers later today. Looks like Jacob Trouba's New York Rangers tenure is over.
Hmm.
So Sidney Crosby doesn't have to wear extra padding tonight. Doesn't have to double up on the cage tonight.
Wait,
not
so
going to be any flying elbows.
Why is he in waivers? Because they're just...
they couldn't find any takers for the guy and his contract. So now they're putting him on waivers. It's wonderful news. He's not going to maim anyone tonight. And we're never going to have to see him in a Rangers jersey again. How about that?
He would never be a Penguin.
No, I hope not. He stinks, too.
Yeah.
He's nowhere near as good as he used to be.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you ready for some Sunday game balls on a Friday?
Sure.
Give me a final score and give me the player of the game.
Steelers 31, Browns 10.
Ooh!
Yeah. Yeah, I'm feeling it.
Stomping a mud hole in them.
They're out for blood. They really are. I'm going to give a game ball to Dante Jackson. I think he has a fantastic game. I think he follows Jerry Jeudy a little. What?
I'm chuckling because it's a great pick. Leads all NFL corners and picks, going up against Captain Pick himself, Jameis Winston. It just makes sense.
Yeah. He's going to follow Jerry Jeudy. I think Jerry Jeudy will have a decent game, but Dante Jackson will recognize him on the screen. Like, he'll be...
I know what he looks like, yeah.
You'll recognize him. Yeah.
He'll flash.
He'll flash a lot and make some big plays.
I'm going with George Pickens. Going to have a big game, but I do think he'll commit a penalty because it's Newsome and it's all the trash talking. I'm going to try to get under his skin, and we're going to have a very complex discussion ahead of us coming up on Monday. Wow, it's a great game by George Pickens, but he really could have cost him with the penalty. And 412-928-9370, the phone lines will explode. I think the Steelers win this one 31-22. So it's never in doubt. Both teams move up and down the field a little bit. Jameis' turnovers, ultimately, the difference. That's going to do it for us. We're going to hand things over to Starkey. We'll talk to Ian's on Monday at 540. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. 0% financing on all 2024 Chevy EV models. Up to 60 months through January 3rd with credit through GM Financial. Today, high of 31, low of 21.
I know I'm better than this. I know. I'm just praying for the Lord to deliver me from pick sixes.